And we are back. This is Alexander Juan Antonio Cortez, and this is my podcast. The subject of tonight is one which has been talked about often, and I have been asked about often. It is focus. How to focus. And focus is something that is not automatic. Let us just get right into this. We live in a digital age. We live in the age of outrage, the age of attention. Focus is not automatic. Becoming focused is not automatic. It does not happen on its own. So focus is not something we can simply expect to occur within our mind, and then we have it, then we are doing it. If you want to develop focus, you must practice it. If you want to become a more focused thinker, you need to work on it. And once you begin working on it, then your ability to do so is dependent upon the time you spend. So focus is not automatic. Focus is practiced. It is a practice skill. And when you hear someone say, you know, maybe offhand, "Oh, I have trouble focusing. I have trouble paying attention." That is a person that does not know how to direct their energy. If you do not know, well, and not even not knowing how to direct their energy, but they don't direct their energy. Energy is focus. Where you put your attention is focus. Where you put your attention is energy. So when people say, "I can't focus," or "I have trouble focusing," can you prioritize your energy to just one thing? And becoming a focused thinker, this is something that is highly, highly worth the investment of time. There is no question about that. None at all. The ability to focus is the ability to get things done. So how do you become a more focused thinker? You know, what does it mean to focus? You know, how do we go about creating this environment? Since environment plays a very key, very integral role. We cannot discount the importance of environment. So how do we do this? To begin with, if we're going to practice focus, we need to put ourselves within a situation, within a circumstance, within an environment, as I just said, that allows us to do so. So do not put yourself, if you're going to practice thinking, since thinking is quite truly something you can practice, you are not going to put yourself into a distracted environment. Do not go somewhere where there are sights and sounds and people all around, where you know your attention is going to be drawn elsewhere. Find some place quiet. Find some place that is silent. Find some place where perhaps you are surrounded by nature. Find somewhere where there is nothing that can take your energy from you. So what you're finding in this case, you're finding a place where your thoughts can take shape. You're finding a place where your focus can begin to formulate, where your focus can begin to coalesce. And then when you find this place, wherever the case may be, wherever it is, and it's going to be different for everybody, wherever it is, I want you to grab pen and grab paper, have this with you, a pen and paper, and you're going to write. This is how you're going to start your practice of focus. You are going to write. And I don't care if you think you're a good writer. I don't care whether you like writing or not. There is a great and massive difference between physical tactile practice with pen and paper versus digital. Learning by hand has been proven many, many times over to be more powerful than learning digital. A pen costs cents and pennies. A waiter's pad, that costs $1, $2. If you want to get fancy, you could get a Moleskine notebook. If you want to get a nice pen, you could get a nice pen. But this is what you're going to do. You're going to take out pen and paper. And you're going to write whatever it is around you that you see. You're going to describe it. You're not going to overthink this. You're not going to say this is stupid with your line of dialogue in your head. You are going to write what you see. And as you write, you're going to enter into a state of focus because you are doing this one thing. You are observing. And With your observations, you are going to allow yourself mental space to observe and connect what you see to whatever it is that enters your head. I don't care what it is. There's no right or wrong to this. I'm in a room right now. I see walls. The walls are beige. The walls remind me of my travels in India and the color of the sand. I remember the sand, how it felt when I walked barefoot on it. I remember a river I visited. I remember stopping in a field and eating a type of vegetable that I'd never had before that I could not tell you the name. It had just been picked. There was a basket of them. I was visiting a coconut grove with my client. That's a state of focus that I just did. I see something, I allow thoughts to filter in. I'm not caught up in expectation. I am not caught up in what I think should happen or what I think should come out of this. I'm allowing my mind to wander in a directed way. When you read something, you are creating a visual picture in your head. Reading is not written. Reading is observed. Reading is seen. When you write something, you are seeing and you are creating a story to it. You are putting your energy into it. When you are focused on a task at hand, there is a feeling that comes with it. So with writing and your mental space right now, if you're doing this, you allow yourself to connect with whatever thoughts come into your head. You observe, you connect, and you allow yourself to be creative. Whatever happens, happens. Whatever you write down, write down. You do this for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 15 minutes. You don't take a break. We can shake your hand up from writing, but you continue on and you continue on. This is how I write emails. This is how I write almost anything. I'll have a subject, and then I'll talk about it. Then I'll filter. Then I'll connect. Then I'll perhaps edit later on. But I give my energy to the task at hand. In your case, you're practicing writing as a means of focus. Writing is focus. So you observe, you write, you connect. And then, whatever it is you wrote out, 15 minutes in, you take it and you throw it away. And that's practice. Focus is singularity. You could take the time to write out a schedule. You could take the time to write notes. You could take the time to write observations. You could take the time to write a list. You could take the time to write ideas. And when was the last time anyone listening actually did any of this? Most people do not. Very few people do these things. Why? Because we believe that by distracting ourselves with constant energy given to different digital outlets, to apps, to games, to messages, to Facebook, to Twitter. We have all these things. We have this misguided belief that we're missing out on something. We're missing out on a stimulus. We're not. We are not missing out on a stimulus. We're missing out on living our own life, truly. Because in wanting to see the lives of others and wanting to keep up with the news and keep up with events and keep up with it, what everyone is doing, we lose the aspect of living for ourselves. So for focus, for developing focus, you go to a quiet place, you observe, you write, you connect, you allow yourself to be creative, and then you leave and you don't attach ego, you don't attach meaning to whatever it is you wrote down, you toss it. When your focus gets developed enough, you can turn it on and turn it off at any given time. It's not something that requires great mental preparation. Too often, people talk themselves out of focusing or practicing something simply for the reason of false expectations. There are no expectations to writing. There are no expectations to observations. This is just the repetition of mental discipline, and that's it. If you can do this and you can apply yourself to something for 15 minutes and enter into a state of wandering focus of no mind, then you can practice anything. You can improve at anything. But if you cannot do something sustained for 15 minutes of in itself, you will never have expertise nor proficiency at any skill. You'll be a master of nothing. You'll be a practicer of nothing. You can't even say a master. You'll be someone who only has the most middling of basic proficiency just to survive.
And that's not good enough. So, A Quiet Place, pen, paper, practice. Whatever you create, whatever you write, it is what it is. You let it go. That is how you practice focus. Any questions, inquiries as always, let me know. You can find me on my website, alexander1antoniocortez.com. You can find me on Patreon if you want to support the podcast. And I will talk to you guys again. Good night and good luck.